Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your inspiration again this morning, Lord, to just stay with you. Thank you, Lord, that we've been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, to just be blessed by your goodness and your presence every day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family. Our readings this morning is Matthew chapter 8, just verses 1 and 3. And when Jesus came down from the mountains, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hands and touched him, saying, I will be cleaned. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Hallelujah. What I so love about this passage here is that Jesus could reach out to the broken, reach out to the, even to the lepers. And look what he does. I mean, no one would touch a leper or come near him. And here we see he touches him. You know, not only is he willing to heal him, but he touches him. So he's affected by the hurt and the pain in the world. And that's so beautiful, because here's a wonderful example again of why he came. He came to seek and to save. And it's wonderful to know that not just did he reach out to this leper, but he's reached out to mankind. God so loved the world, he sent his son. So whoever believes in him will not perish, but have the God quality of life. So just a reminder again, you know, it's not only for the leper, he is there for everyone. And in being there for everyone, he came, like it says in Romans chapter 5, one man brought sin into the world, and in the same way Jesus came and he dealt with sin. He took it out of the picture so that we can come back home now, free gift of righteousness for whosoever comes. And then not only is it free, but he also works in us to will and to do. He calls us. I called you, and I called you to bear much fruit. So He's called us into this wonderful covenant. And that's the message that we carry. Once we've experienced that, we've passed from death into life, in accepting Jesus, entering into the kingdom, then our love reaches out there with this gospel. God so loved you, he sent his son. Wake up. Amen. And share. When he died, you died. That was the heart of God in Jesus. And when the price was paid, then the Holy Spirit came and he raised me into the highest place. So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is in this for every person, so that you can stop trying to get there by your own works, because anything outside of God's works is not perfect, and anything outside of God's works, it's the works of man and it's the works of the devil. And you fall short of the glory. But this is the glory of a God that is your father, that is your big brother, and is the Holy Spirit, very much like a mother that has helped you in every way so you can freely come. I love the picture in Matthew 22. It talks about there's a feast for the son and the bride that the father has prepared. And that's it. But it's a kingdom parable, guys. So that is telling you what you have got in Christ Jesus. And then those that were invited didn't want to come. And that was speaking about the Jews there. You can see the parallel there. And then what happened? Titus came in and he destroyed their city. But now, then the invitation was to go out and bring whosoever, bring them in. And that's a beauty. God's love has moved and it's available for everyone. One died for all. One lives for all. And it says it so nicely in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And this is the love we've woken up. We've woken up to the wonderful words and these promises of the God quality of life, and how we're encouraging others. We are convinced the love of God constrains us. One died for all. That no one lives for himself no longer, but lives for him who died for them. So, guys, just be encouraged again. There's life and life abundant in Jesus. And then there is death outside of Jesus, and that the devil lies, steals, kills, and destroys. So wake up, stir yourself up morning by morning, because every day he's got purpose. Every morning he's got direction. He's building your house. And unless he builds, you labor in vain. So draw close to him and let him build. He who hears my word and does it is like a wise man building his house on the rock. Build your house on Jesus and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.